Hey, just want to leave a message for everyone. Want to let you know I'm a former Merck drug rep. I read all the inserts while I'd be waiting for the doctor in the waiting room before I would bring them lunch. I also did huge programs like the Getty Museum, the Los Angeles Magic Castle. I tried to impress the doctors when we would launch new drugs like Singulair for asthma, Maxalt for headache, Vioxx for rheumatoid arthritis. The doctors never, never asked us for clinical trials. They always gave their drugs to you, the public, like a lab rat. And one doctor said to me, I'm not going to use your new drug for 1 year. And I was actually frustrated thinking, oh my God, I can't believe I can't talk to this doctor for a year about my new drug. Guess what? Now I know after the Fauci scam of 2020, he was the best doctor that I was visiting. And I thought he was a frustrating man. And now I realize how smart he was. Fast forward to 2019, I go to a seminar because Dr. Bruce Lipton was at a conference, and he talks about cancer and other disease being epigenetic. Cancer is not genetic. It is metabolic. You did something to yourself. You injected a vaccine. You worked with chemicals. You ate tons and tons of sugar. I don't know all the reasons for cancer. You have to figure that out yourself, but you're not a defective person. You don't have cancer, MLS, lupus, macular degeneration, eczema, psoriasis, tinnitus because you're a defective human. You injected something into your veins, or you took a pill, or you got a scan and they gave you gadolinium. Look up that chemical. What chemical are they going to give me for my scan? I don't know if it's the MRI. I can't remember. That stuff too is toxic, and they'll convince you for 10 minutes straight to put gadolinium in your veins so they can do a proper scan. And then you're at risk of what? Maybe autoimmune. Read that product insert too. So if you open up the MMR insert right now on your cell phone, type FDA MMR insert, and you will see section 5.6 explains that you're going to shed and spread measles. So when there was an outbreak at Disneyland in California of measles, they tried to scare you. Oh my God, some foreigner must have come from outside America and given us measles at the Disney. No, guess what? The CDC knew and covered up. The vaccinated spread measles, mumps, rubella. And what's the proof? It's in your fingertips. Look on the FDA insert. Section 5.6, this shot sheds and spreads for 7 to 28 days. Guess what? I think that's a lie because they're looking at COVID. You're shedding spike protein this entire time. It's never stopped. So it's now what, 700 days? Every time they check, you're shedding and spreading spike protein and who knows what else. So you're not at fault for taking the COVID scam vaccine. And guess what? Vaccine doesn't mean vaccine. Vaca in Latin and Spanish is cow. So you are not you are vaccinated. You are not immunized. You are not immune from COVID. You got COVID. Get the MMR shot, the measles, mumps, rubella shot. Now you're going to potentially get measles. And if you don't get measles, these shots, since the 1950s, including polio, were designed that if you're going to get cancer, it's going to take 5 to 8 years. So you're not going to know that your cancer came from your flu shot, your shingles shot, your polio shot, your smallpox shot. Look up the books of the 1910. It's showing the smallpox shot killed and gave babies smallpox. The polio shot shed and spread polio. Look up the Qatar incident. By the way, do not use Google and YouTube. They are paid by pharma. Use Yandex, Y-A-N as in Nancy, D-E-X. That is the Russian search engine. So they don't lie because there's only two countries in the world that are allowed to advertise to you on billboards, to pay late night talk show hosts, to pay hospitals, to pay medical schools, to influence the doctor and the late night talk show hosts and CNN and Fox News and BBC to silence them. They don't want you to know. The COVID shots harm, the measles shots harm, the vitamin K newborn shot can kill a newborn or cause autoimmune, cancer, leukemia. So they pay everybody so they'll be quiet. These hospitals knew there would be heart attacks, clot and stroke and damage to children's hearts, but they were silenced because they didn't want to lose their pharma sponsorship. Two countries are allowed to advertise to you, New Zealand and America. So late night talk show host and billboards and magazines and American medical journals are all paid by pharma. So if you go to a website called Retract Watch.com. Every day, tens or hundreds of medical journals have to remove articles because they lie. Just like when hydroxychloroquine came out, they paid doctors to go to the Senate and say hydroxychloroquine can damage your heart. And when ivermectin came out by Dr. Pierre Corey, it said potentially can save your life from COVID. They silenced him, fired him from three different places, took away his medical license, and the Biden administration and Kamala removed your capability of getting ivermectin. So I had to buy it from India. It took 26 days, and at risk of my own family, I was giving it out free. So I had less for my family, but I just believed that God would save me. So if you're vaccinated, you're a wonderful person. You did the right thing. We've been taking vaccines since smallpox and polio, but you did shed and spread the disease to your dentist, to your doctor, to your family, to your coworkers. If you're an Uber driver, you gave it to everyone in your Uber. When you're in the hospital, you gave COVID to everybody there. Not your fault. Fauci lied to you. This COVID